It's good to be traveling again. I just went back home. I went back home, but I was back home for too long, though. 10 days, it's too long. I was back home long enough to realize my mom loves me, but she doesn't like me. A lot of your parents don't like you, and you don't even know that. 10 days, man, like, and this is what it is. My mom, the older I get, the more I look like my dad. And my mom and my dad didn't end well, so she'll be looking at me like I owe her child support from 1983 sometimes. She's on Facebook all the time, too. Is anybody mama on Facebook too much? She'll share memes, and they're always like gangster-ass memes. She'll put like, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, but she'll tag me in it. I'm like, Mom, what's up, man? What's the problem? And I love my mom. My mom's dope. She's raised me great. I think she just, you know, women give so much to kids, now she's like, fuck them kids. And I'm not mad at her. And my dad, he's a good guy too. He just wasn't around a lot. He was a bodybuilder. You can't have a six-pack and raise 5 kids. You gotta choose. He chose. Salute to him. He wasn't a bad guy. He just wasn't around a lot. Like, he was around just enough for me to not become a good rapper. Yeah, like, either just come or go. You know what I mean? He'd come around twice a year. Like, he wouldn't get out the car. He'd drive and be like, I'm proud of you. And just, and I'd run after him. I was five, I'd run after him, but I had asthma, so I was a loser. I love my family, man. I love all those relatives that you're supposed to not like. I love them. Like the ones that be kind of racist, those are my favorite ones. I got an aunt. Oh man, my aunt, she's my favorite aunt. She lives with my grandma, and she, all that stuff Kanye was saying, she said it 10 years ago. That's old news. And she does the research. You know, she be on YouTube. She doesn't have a job, but she does the research. I love it. I didn't see her for the lockdown. I didn't see her for 2 years. So I come, Auntie JoJo, what up? Right away, she goes, you know Bill Gates is killing people with that vaccine. I said, okay. And then she goes, and he's cloning people in Brazil. Right? I said, so you're telling me he's killing people than making twice as many people? She goes, yep. I go, they be doing that. I just agree, because I miss my family. I don't let like those kind of things separate us. Like my grandma, I love my grandma. My grandma is a gangster for the Lord. She's been working with the Lord for 1,000 years. Right? My grandfather was a pastor. He died, and then she became like the mafia. Like she's in tight, right? So she didn't get vaccinated. I went back home. Grandma didn't get vaccinated. You know, I said, Grandma, you not getting vaccinated? She goes, I'm washing the blood of Jesus, you bitch ass nigga. She didn't say that last part. But that was her attitude. At that time I had a show in LA, right? And you needed a vaccine passport at that time. Because you know COVID hates when you have your paperwork. Right, you needed a passport to go to the show. My grandma goes, I want to go to your show. I said, Grandma, you got to get a vaccine passport. She goes, hook it up. She said, do you have a hookup? I said, I don't know Fauci. I don't know what you're talking about. I do the show in L.A. It's 3 hours from Fresno. I do the show. Mid-show, I look in the crowd. Grandma's there. Auntie Joanne. I said, what's going on? I get off the stage. They're gone. My sister's there. I go, yo, is Grandma here? She goes, yeah, with Auntie Jo, man. They love the show. I said, where'd they go? She said, Grandma got scared. She thought she saw the feds. I said, what the hell are you talking about? And she said, Grandma came in town early, bought some fake vaccine passports to come see you. And I was like, yo, that's how much my grandma loves me. She's willing to kill your grandma. Beautiful.